Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, seriously. Now, seriously. Also, it turns out Pinocchio has been given an official White House position. And today's Facebook post, he's right there in this thing with us.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then, David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then, he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. We're asking you, what do you think? Call us 866-577-2473. 866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is open for conversation. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Quick reminder. A reminder. That's kind of Boston-ish. It's a quick reminder that you can reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. I want to let you know this segment is brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasool, thinksam.com. That's his URL. Boy, when they were getting websites, this guy hit his early and got, I mean, he just got such a good one. Think Sam. Okay, wow, there it is. Think Sam. I mean, if you think about that, it's eight letters. thinksam.com. Got it. You want to call Sam if you have any questions about real estate for a couple of reasons. One, if you meet with him and talk to him about real estate, he takes a $250 check, gives it to whatever charity, ministry, or church you want. That's cool. Number two, if you buy a house through Sam or you sell a house through Sam, he takes 25% of his gross commission and he gives it to whatever ministry, church, or charity you want him to. In fact, he was just able last week to give the San Diego Rescue Mission a check for over $5,000. That's cool. Number three, if you're a seller, but you know your house needs, need a little paint work, need a little carpet, I need about 10 grand, 15 grand, 20 grand worth of cleanup, he will front that money to you and take it out at the close of escrow, won't charge you any interest whatsoever. Plus, if you want to do business with somebody who has a heart to honor the Lord in what he does, you'll want to talk to Sam. If you're thinking about real estate, you'll want to talk to Sam. If you're thinking about, man, I'd like to talk to somebody who's actually was born a Muslim and then became a Christian, you want to talk to Sam because that's the guy. When we get together, you got a Palestinian Christian, a Jewish Christian, and we have wonderful fellowship together because the answer is in Jesus. ThinkSam.com, 858-722-7515. That's 858-722-7515. All right, so we're going to have a quick change of plans. I was going to do the Seriously Now, Seriously DDD right here, but I'm going to save it for a little bit. Okay? Because there's another DDD that I'd like to do that is just, it just struck me as the right time to do it right now, so that's what I'm going to do. This is called In Touch with the Supernatural. In Touch with the Supernatural. This DDD applies to you. Matthew chapter 16, verse 17. That's it. Matthew 16, 17. You ready for this one? Whew, here we go. And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." This coming off of what we would consider one of the great confessions of all time, Peter, Matthew 15, 16, "Who do you say I am? Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And here's Jesus' reply when Peter had that absolutely excellent answer. He said, Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for," this is what I want you to get, "flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. If you're a person out there right now and you're listening to my voice and you have made a decision to follow Jesus Christ, you have said yes to Jesus. You have heard the gospel and you went, I'm in. I'm there. I'm for it. I have to tell you this message. It's a fascinating message. It's going to maybe inflate your head a little bit. Don't let it inflate your head too much. Here we go. Ready? You did not acknowledge Jesus Christ apart from God the Father revealing him to you. The Father who is in heaven revealed to you that Jesus is the Christ. You don't just get to arbitrarily pick. I think I'll just pick this one now. Now I'll pick this. Jesus is the Christ. Now he's not the Christ. He's this. And bouncing all over the place. Let me explain something to you from the scripture. Our Heavenly Father, our Father who is in heaven, revealed Jesus Christ to you. You are in touch with the supernatural. You are in touch with what is beyond the natural, what we would call the supernatural. Our Heavenly Father revealed Jesus to you. We have received revelation. Get this. This is the best line. You want to have a great line to write for DDD notes? Listen to this line. We have received revelation from heaven. That's so great. We have received revelation from heaven. If you say Jesus is the Christ, that's revealed to you. That's a miracle. That's outstanding. Because only people to whom the Father reveals Jesus can say and have conviction in, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. You received a revelation from heaven. You know, all the people, you have the Baptists who they're like kind of not as maybe into the more miraculous. You have Pentecostals who seem to be more into the miraculous. Then you have everybody in between, and there's always been that thing. And that's one of the reasons why I have a Baptist ordination and a Pentecostal ordination, is because I love both groups, I mean, intimately. I mean, I just think they're terrific. But everybody who's a Christian has had revelation from heaven given to them. Everyone. You've received revelation from heaven. Doesn't that just make you go, woo, wait. Woo. Woo-hoo. That's cool. Because the Father who is over us all has revealed Jesus Christ to you, and you now know Jesus is real. It doesn't matter what they'll try and teach in the world. It doesn't matter what they try to convince you of. It doesn't matter how they try to negate Christ as Messiah. You know Jesus Christ is the Messiah. But how do you know that? Because the Father opened up your heart and showed you. And now you're a Christian. Wow. Revelation from heaven. I'm in touch with the supernatural. That decision you made for Jesus Christ, that moment you made that acknowledgement you gave towards Christ, one of the greatest supernatural events that has ever taken place, because you raised from spiritually dead to spiritually alive, and you participated in a resurrection. Oh, that is cool. That, my friends, that is cool. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from K-Praise, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
Chris George, General Manager, Team Kia of El Cajon. Chris, what do you love most about your job?
When we first took over the store, we were selling 6 cars a month. Right now, we're averaging about 220, 230 cars. We had about 10 employees. Right now, we have 81. I get to see them grow. Customers that have come in that have bad credit and they want help on reestablishing their credit. That's super rewarding. It's just like a trickle-up effect.
Go to TeamKiaOfElCajon.com today and get a free tire rotation, brake inspection, and alignment quick check.
Are you looking for an opportunity to help someone who needs you? I'm Mark Sanchez, a mentor with California Mentor, San Diego's leading family home agency. If you're a caregiver at heart with an extra bedroom, call California Mentor to learn more about becoming a host home provider for an adult with a developmental disability. You'll receive ongoing support and a competitive monthly payment. Call us today at 855-MENTOR-2. That's 855-MENTOR-2.
Thank you, California Mentor. I now have a place to call home.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da I Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Hi, this is Sue Fries of Ecola Termite and Pest Control, but you can call me the Termite Lady. You know how they say if you can't handle the heat, get out of the kitchen? Well, with Ecola's patented heat process, termites definitely get more than they can handle. According to Consumer Affairs, it's the only full-structure alternative for termite control, unlike orange oil. So while other companies might bring termites oranges, we bring the heat. Our effective and environmentally friendly alternative for ridding your home of termites. To learn more about our patented Ecola heat process, log on to termitelady.com. That's termitelady.com. We offer mother-approved, simple methods, perfect for families, perfect for pets, perfect solutions created just for you. So call us at Ecola Termite and Pest Control for a free residential inspection at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Weather outside's nice, traffic getting worse. Getting into the heart of the DD. Last DD was fun because it was like, yay, we got revelation from heaven. Yay, this one, not as fun. This one is called Seriously Now, Seriously. Matthew chapter 18, verse 32 through 35. Some people are really going to get mad at me. Try not to. Matthew chapter 18, verse 32 through 35 says this. This is Jesus teaching about forgiveness and teaching about a story about a man that forgave this one servant just this huge amount. And then he ran into somebody, and he did not extend that forgiveness. So he received forgiveness, but did not extend forgiveness. We're picking it up at the end of the story. Then after he had summoned him, his master said to him, "You wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you begged me. Shouldn't you also have had mercy on your fellow slave as I had mercy on you?" And his master got angry and handed him over to the jailers until he can pay everything that was owed. Verse 35, "So my heavenly Father will also do to you if each one of you does not forgive his brother from his heart." Ooh, ouch. Let's just be honest about this.
Before you even get into this one, I'm going to have a hard time.
Yeah, this is what it is. So the guy who was forgiven the big debt by the one person, the master, his debt was a value of about 20 years of wages. Okay, I just want you to get the comparison. The debt that he owed his master was 20 years of wages. The person that this person ran into who owed him, that was a debt of 1 day of wage. Okay, you understand the difference here? The big debt was 20 years of wages. The other little debt was 1 day. And in comparison, you want to compare 20 years of debt to 1 day of debt? That was a nice way for Jesus to go, what God the Father has forgiven you is like 20 years of wages. What you have to forgive others is kind of like a day's wage. Big, big difference right there. 20 years versus 1 day. Number two, that slave who was mean to the person who owed him, he was violent. He choked him, it says earlier. He put his hands on him, touched him. It's terrible. But here's the thing I want you to catch. In the story, now I'm not going to say this from a soteriological point of view. I'm talking about the practice of our faith. In the story, the guy that forgave the big amount of debt had the debt restored. Did you see what happened here? He said, shouldn't you also have had mercy on your fellow slave as I had mercy on you? And his master got angry and handed him over to the jailers until everything was paid that he owed. In other words, he reinstituted the debt. Wow. And in our lives, I want you to know, as though when we are forgiven, it is true, we are forgiven. But don't miss the point that Jesus is telling in the story. We are not at liberty to withhold forgiveness because we have received such a vast amount of forgiveness. And then Jesus does the qualifier, and you have to acknowledge this right away. So today or tomorrow, when you're praying, you need to seriously think about people that you're not forgiving and forgive them. You need to extend that forgiveness so it's not holding you, so to speak. But listen to what Jesus says, and I don't like this. I don't like this because I'm guilty. So my heavenly Father will also do to you if each one of you does not forgive his brother from his heart. In other words, it's not enough to go, oh yeah, I forgive him. Oh yeah, you're forgiven. No biggie. Because that is a very easy surface response. Our forgiveness has to go deep within the heart. And it can't be anything fake. You want to know why it can't be fake, the forgiveness? Because God knows your heart. So if you're faking that you're extending forgiveness, you're not fooling God. That's God. He sees right through your heart. So when you go, yeah, I forgive you. Oh, it's not a problem. And then the back part of your heart, you're going, I don't forgive you, slimy dog. The Lord knows you said that. The Lord knows you felt that. The Lord knows that's in there. See, when we give forgiveness, we can't give forgiveness any cheaper than the way that grace is given or anything else. We have to genuinely, from all that we can muster and understand, extend that forgiveness. It's got to be from the heart. It's got to be real. It's got to be genuine. It's got to be true. You can't forgive, surface forgive. You can't use the standard Christian answer and get away with stuff. You forgive me? Yeah, everything's fine. It's fine. Everything's fine. It's fine. Can't get away with it. You can't do that. And the reason that you can't do it is because God reads your heart. And it's a sin to fake forgive. Do you like that? That's a new phrase. Fake forgive. That's a sin. You can't do that. Not allowed. Fake forgiveness, not allowed. You got that? That's a toughie, huh? That's not easy. And it's like, no, but if you can't get all the way there, you tell the Lord, I'm not there. Help me.
I can think of several people in like 0.2 seconds that I have a hard time doing that with.
Yeah. And yet we got to do it. We have to. We don't have a choice. It's like, it's not this is a part of Christianity that's not optioned.
Okay. Option A, option B. This is C. Neither A nor B. There is no option. You can't do that. You got to ask the Lord to help you.
If you're not there as a person, if you're not there as a Christian, ask God to help you. No, you don't leave it there and walk away from it. You say, God, help me. I can't be fake forgiving. I got to do this right. I got to do it in a way that honors you and blesses you. Nothing fake.
You know, did that 20 years versus one day wage comparison. Wow, that's gleaming. Huge. Think of it in those terms. You got me? Get me? Feel me? Know me? Okie dokie.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, and then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
Attention Bible prophecy lovers. You're encouraged to live stream El Shaddai Ministries Prophecy Summit Northwest, the final hour, July 25th through the 28th. At this summit, El Shaddai Ministries will feature Pastor Mark Biltz, Jonathan Kahn, and Joel Richardson. These incredible Bible teachers will provide critical information about what's coming in the not-too-distant future. The final blood moon will appear over Jerusalem this September. Learn the significance of this event. The ancient warnings of judgment are unfolding before our very eyes. Does the end of the Shemitah cycle this September signal the imminent crash of the U.S. and global economies? Is there an empire rising from the Middle East that'll usher in the long-awaited system of the Antichrist? The final hour is fast approaching. Join us by live streaming the Final Hour Prophecy Summit by going to our website, elshaddaiministries.us, 10 a.m. Saturday, July 25th, and 7 p.m. the following Monday and Tuesday. For information, call 253-862-8010.
An idol is anything that takes God's rightful place.
Our daily bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Mark DeHaan. CNN calls a derivative of graphite a miracle material that could revolutionize our future. Only one atom thick, graphene is being hailed as a truly two-dimensional material in a 3D world. 100 times stronger than steel, it is harder than diamond, conducts electricity 1,000 times better than copper, and is more flexible than rubber. In and of themselves, such technological advances are neither moral nor evil. But we are wise to remember the limitations of anything we make for ourselves. Isaiah spoke to a generation who found themselves carrying into captivity gods they had made with their own hands. The prophet wanted the Israelites to see the irony of needing to care for the silver and gold idols they had crafted to inspire, help, comfort, and protect them. What was true of Israel holds true for us as well. Nothing we have made or bought for ourselves can meet the needs of our heart. As Isaiah 46:3-4 tells us, only God, who's been carrying us from the womb, can carry us into the future. We hope these daily programs inspire you to go deeper in studying God's Word. For additional resources and encouragement, download the Our Daily Bread ebook and mobile app. Prefer a print copy? We'll gladly send one your way for no cost or obligation. Visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Also go to Facebook, type in The David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. And then you can follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's Mahinda. There we go. Check on the weather. It's bunching up a little. The traffic, the weather's nice. The weather's not bunching up. The traffic is bunching up. Hey, I do them together, folks. It's easy to kind of miss, kind of get that wrong. I was going to do the news, Robo Paul, but I'm electing not to. Think of that. I'm not in the mood. I'm in the wrong place to be doing the news.
That's the prerogative.
Yeah, and it's like, yeah, that is the prerogative, right? That's what I get to choose to do. In fact, I'm so in that weird place, I'm going to do a DDD called From Adults to Children. It's like the exact opposite of the news. From adults to children. A few people are again, not necessarily going to like the DDD, but they're not out there just for itching ears, then, are they? Matthew chapter 18, verses 1 through 4. Matthew chapter 18, verses 1 through 4. This is titled From Adults to Children. Here's what it says. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Then he called a child to him and had him stand among them. "I assure you," he said, "unless you are converted and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child, this one is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." For those of us that have read this 100 times, and you're thinking, yeah, I know the story, allow me at least to poke at the story from a couple of different directions. First and foremost, the disciples get together with Jesus. They come and they talk to Jesus. And so somebody at some point, this conversation, you know, has taken place amongst them before. They just want to know who's going to be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And if you were thinking that they were trying to find out who was going to be bigger, Jesus or Moses, or you know, is it going to be Abraham or any of that? Remember that this followed the Mount of Transfiguration. And so you have to understand, this isn't the greatest in heaven. Who's actually the greatest in heaven is in Jesus first and then Moses second and some stuff. This is who's going to be the greatest in heaven among them. This is a little competition amongst the boys. They're having a little bit of a, you know, pride show-off moment. So they want to know who's going to be the greatest, who's going to be the top. And in other words, for you to understand and for me to understand in simplest terms, they want to know who's going to be best in show. Who's going to be best in show? Who gets the blue ribbon? Come on, we're all giving up stuff, Jesus. Who's going to get that best? So Jesus, of course, because the way that the kingdom of God operates is completely opposite from the way the world operates, Jesus calls a child and has the child stand among them. So he takes the child. Now there's the disciples. So you can get the picture. So they're there with Jesus and they're all like, you know, together. And then Jesus has this child stand in between them all. And he says, "Unless you are converted and become like children, you won't even get in the kingdom of heaven." So now Jesus has kind of changed the moment to greatest in the kingdom. How about getting in the kingdom? He's just got to just flip that whole thing. And you know what he tells them? He says, unless you are converted, unless you are turned. And that's another way, another illustration that is used in the English Standard Version. The phrase is, unless you are turned and become like children. Us turning is having a change of heart direction, which means we can't have so much self-promotion and pride that our heart is unchangeable. One of the things that is great about younger kids, especially in those early years when they're in kindergarten, first and second grade, some kids, they're like little sponges. They're like, what is that? This is the alphabet. What's it do? Oh, this sound makes this sound. How's the cat spelled? I mean, they're just like, it's this pursuit to understand stuff. Now, I'm not talking about the kid that's playing with paste in the corner and he's eating it and putting it in his nose. I'm talking about the kids who are genuinely sponges and moldable and changeable and workable. And Jesus says, unless you have a change of heart direction, you're going to be in a lot more trouble than you think. And then he says, humble yourself. You've got to become humble. I've got a message for you. This is from the Lord, and I can speak on his behalf because he has spoken this several times. Humble yourself because God can do it for you, but you don't want to make him do it. Humble yourself because if God humbles you, you're going to know. See, you can humble yourself. This is one of those good things. You can become humble. You can have a change of heart. You can turn your heart in the right direction. All right? And it's interesting, in this scene, in this particular moment, Jesus brings a child in, and he's using the child as the illustration. And this child who's being used as this illustration is not a very resistant child. The child isn't like going, ooh, ooh, get away from me. The child's being very compliant, very moldable, very movable. What Jesus is telling his disciples is, don't have so much pride, don't have so much arrogance, don't have so much self-promotion that you are unable to find humility in your heart. Because to be in the kingdom of God, you're going to find out there's going to be a lot of humbling things that will happen. And if you really want to be in the right place, make sure you become like a child who's willing to adapt and grow and do the things necessary. Learn the things that are necessary. Become childlike in that framework of being able to be influenced. Don't be stubborn. The most difficult people in the kingdom of God, per se, are those that are least flexible. I'm not talking about being Bible believers. I'm talking about character, that their character, they're not willing to make changes because they're good enough. No, you're not. You're not good enough until you're exactly like Jesus, which means we all have a long way to go. So let's work on it and have the heart that turns towards the Lord, a heart of a child being moldable and changeable. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, and then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Now's the best time to graduate from your old car at Team Kia of El Cajon with 0% APR for 66 months. Plus, your first three payments are on us on select new Kia models like the Optima, Forte, and Sedona. And if you clear $350 per week, Team Kia of El Cajon wants to approve you. 2015 Kia Soul Lease, just $111 per month with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. At Team Kia of El Cajon, take $6,000 off with any trade. Call 866-680-7649 for all the details.
This is Matt Smith, senior pastor of Barabbas Road Church, located in San Diego. At Barabbas Road Church, we are committed to preaching the Bible, word by word, line by line, through the whole counsel of God. My passion is to build up the church through the faithful exposition of the word and personal discipleship. In a world of ever-changing opinions and uncertain times, we aim to anchor ourselves in the word of God and in Christ our Lord. If this sounds like something you've been yearning for, I want to personally invite you out to Barabbas Road Church this Sunday at 10 a.m. Visit us at barabbasroadchurch.com. You might be surprised at what you find.
Current Solar Contracting is your one-stop solar shop. Here's Brittany and Tom Giacalone and, of course, baby Brielle to tell you what it's like to work with Current Solar Contracting.
Every client and homeowner and business owner is a VIP. Once we turn on that system, we're not bye, see you later. We want to make sure that your system's functioning properly at all times.
From start to finish, the customer knows what's going on. At the same time, the customer doesn't really have to do anything. We take care of the whole nine yards. By the time we're done, I want our customers to feel like it was all done for them. That's our whole goal.
What we pride ourselves on with our company is knowing everyone by name. If you call us 2 years down the road just to say hi, or I'm so excited I saved this much money, we'll be able to remember who you are. We really want to make sure that we have that professional, friendly relationship with you.
Join the Current Solar family, and for every signed solar install they do for your home or business, Current Solar Contracting will donate $500 to Unity for Orphans. Call 619-272-0303 or visit currentsd.com.
Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" It is the question, isn't it? This is Jim Garlow. Homelessness, world hunger, terrorism, the economy. What's the biggest issue of our time? Who do you say that I am, Jesus asked. Until you know the answer to that question, you're not equipped to focus on all the other issues and questions of life. Until you're ready to answer Jesus' question, how will you ever answer the life questions of who you are, why you're here, and where you're going? Who is Jesus to you? He said of himself, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him." Who is Jesus to you? This is Jim Garlow. Be prepared to live out your faith.
local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, you can do so by simply sending an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. We're going to do something that we haven't done for quite some time. We're skipping the news. We're just saying, no, you know, if it's good news, it's good news. If it's the regular news, it's usually not good. Therefore, we're skipping it. So we're going to do a little bit of history in today's Facebook post because I really want to concentrate on today's Facebook post. But I do want to give you a little bit of information about the wonderful day that this is. Maybe you were not aware of this. First of all, in 1829, on this day, William Burt patented a forerunner of the typewriter. That's back in 1829. That's amazing, isn't it? Amazing. 1995, the Hale-Bopp comet was discovered by
Edmund Halley.
Right. Alan Hale and Thomas Bopp. That's the Hale-Bopp right there. Is that who it's supposed to be?
I heard Halley's comment.
No, that's a different one, I think.
Yes, it is.
That is a different one. Yeah. And that's not Halley's as in like the rock band or anything.
That's Bill Haley and the Comets.
Oh, that's right. There we go. Okay. Today, by the way, for those that don't know, is Vanilla Ice Cream Day. Okay, Vanilla Ice Cream Day. Many people consider vanilla the default or the plain flavor, but here's something you might not know about vanilla ice cream. Ready for this? Vanilla is ordered 3 times more than chocolate. It is the number one flavored ice cream of all time. How about that? See, so sometimes plain is profitable. It's just simple. Today also, by the way, for those that are just into this, and I am one that is just into this, Hot Dog Day. It's Hot Dog Day, National Hot Dog and Sausage Council in the United States. I did not know there was a National Hot Dog and Sausage Council in the USA, but there is, I guess. I don't know who
we can get it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. How do you get elected under there? Do you have to eat a certain number of hot dogs or what? I don't quite get that. So I'll ask you this question real quick, RoboPaul. Of all the places that you've had hot dogs in your life, where have you had the best hot dog that you can think of?
Petco Park has some pretty good hot dogs, but I'm actually going with Costco, their food court.
Oh, the food court Costco.
Those are awesome.
The Hebrew Nationals that are there? Aren't those Hebrew Nationals?
I believe they are.
Yeah. For me, the answer is any good Jewish deli in the East. Sorry, folks, I can't do anything about that. Also, today in history, for those that may want to know or may not want to know, it's entirely up to you. But for those that didn't know, that it was in 1967 that there was as very, very deadly race-related rioting took place in Detroit, where 43 people died, which is like, that's terrible. And then last but not least, I thought this was interesting, 1984, Commodore International Ltd., unveiled its Amiga 1000 personal computer during a press event at New York's Lincoln Center. This was in 1985. Wow, who knew? I didn't know that. Okay, let's get to our Facebook post and our Facebook post music because it's a doozy. What do you got for me?
The Andy Griffith Show.
Yay! Andy Griffith, you can't go wrong with that. I mean, that's just a classic. How do you go wrong with that? Except when the whistle started, it was loud. It's like, you know, off the desk, you know, see somebody taking their hand on a chalkboard and going, Kate!
I pulled an audible at the last second and changed my mind on which song I wanted to play.
Okay. Well, that's as a producer, you have that right. I think that's very cool. Today's Facebook post, by the way, Isaiah chapter 63, verses 8 and 9. Isaiah chapter 63, verses 8 and 9. This is a pretty important post. I know it might not think so, but this is one of the it's one of the most important posts that I've done in a while, and it has a lot of application for some of the stuff I'm working on. It says this, he said, surely they are my people, sons who will not be false to me, and so he became their savior. In all their distress, he too was distressed. Surely they are my people. Surely they are my people, sons who will not be false to me. And so he became their savior. In all their distress, he too was distressed. These wonderful scriptures. This is Isaiah 63, 8 and 9. These wonderful scriptures show how connected God is to his people. Have you ever heard the expression, I feel your pain, man? I feel your pain. Well, in God's case, he does feel our pain. He says here in this portion in Isaiah 63, and we're going to go to another portion in a second, but he says, surely they are my people, sons who will not be false to me. And so he became their savior in all their distress. He too was distressed. God feels that pain. You think, oh, well, that's lowering God. Why is it lowering God if God connects to his creation and feels their pain? Why is that? I would say the exact opposite is true. The exact opposite is true. In fact, God would not be God if he did not know my pain. Just by virtue of his definition of being omniscient, he could not be all-knowing if he did not know what I was experiencing. It would be impossible. Additionally, only a compassionate, merciful, gracious God would bother to bear or share, so to speak, the pain of his creation. I'll tell you something right now, from a real theological point of view. I have a dog. When my dog is hurting, I have an ache. When my child is hurting, I have a tear in my heart. When one of my children is grieved or seriously sick, I'm not talking about having a cold, but I mean they're hurting. When they're hurting, I'm hurting. If that's true for me, a sinful man who's got nothing but existing in the need of redemption, if that's true for me, how much more true is that for a righteous God? Oh, by the way, since we're making identification to he feels our pain, let's talk about John chapter 11, verse 35, where it says Jesus wept. Jesus wept for who? Lazarus? Why? Lazarus was a believer. In the worst case scenario on Lazarus' end, he was probably thinking, yay, I'm going to heaven. Yay, I'm going to heaven. And just as he's getting ready to go to heaven, Jesus is pulling him back. It's like, wow, that's a drag. That's not cool. But he wasn't in any pain, for Lazarus was physically dead. But the people around Jesus, Martha and Mary, and the people connected to the situation, they were in pain. And the Bible specifically illustrates to us that Jesus identified to their pain. He wept for their pain. If I remember right, I'll double check my Bible, check with some other Bible scholars who do this on a regular basis, but if I remember my Bible, Jesus is the exact representation and being of the Father, according to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. Jesus is the Messiah. Jesus is the one. Jesus is God. He made that proclamation about himself about 15 times. People say, Jesus never said he's God. Yes, he did. About 15 times. And God in the flesh, for the word dwelt amongst us, cried for the pain of his people. Yeah, God feels our pain. Yes. He knows our discomfort. Yes. He takes the time to count the hairs on our head. Yes, in our distress, he too connects to that distress. At the bottom of the post, by the way, a little bit of a hint, I put www.churchdisappointment.com because that's the book. The book has a lot to do with this verse right here, 11:35, John 11:35. Just a little hint there for you. Here's the bottom line. The Lord knows what we go through, feels that discomfort, feels that distress. When we go to him, we don't go to him as though he is one without knowledge, but we go to him as he is one with complete knowledge, with full knowledge. He became their savior, and in their distress, he too was distressed. The Lord knows
how hard it feels, how hard it is, how much hurt there is. Again, if you as a person have any compassion for any other, how much more would God then have for his own creation, whom he loves perfectly? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're taking a short break and then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
From the San Diego studios of K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
When your foot starts tapping, your hands start clapping, and you can't help but sing along to every song, you know the Gaithers are in town. The 2015 Gaither Homecoming Tour.
Hi, I'm Bill Gaither, and I want to invite you to join me and the Gaither Vocal Band and some of our friends for a night you will not forget, featuring great music, laughter, and a whole lot of fun.
The Gaither Homecoming Tour with special guest The Isaacs, The Martins, Charlotte Ritchie, and many others. The Gaither Homecoming Tour, 6 p.m. Sunday night, October 4th at Skyline Church in La Mesa. A night filled with unforgettable classics. Make some new memories at the 2015 Gaither Homecoming Tour. Tickets available now at 855-484-1991 at the Skyline Church box office or at gaither.com. Produced by Fill the Gap Concerts.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
If there is a matter of debate, it can be settled in law or it can be settled in love. Hello, I'm Chuck Swindoll. Wouldn't our lives be different if we experienced more love and less judgment? Imagine the alteration in many a home if forgiveness were on the daily menu, or if that were true of more businesses, or for that matter, even more churches. My friend, if you lead in any way, take a straight look at how gentle you are as you do it. And look at the whole picture. Be ready to listen and quick to forgive. Remember that you can settle differences in law or in love.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Quick check on the traffic. It did get kind of busy. I'm just letting you know, I can only see so much of the 805. And so much of La Jolla Village Drive, but it is getting busy. It's backed up there. But the weather looks really nice, so there's the payoff. There's the trade. That's how we'll do it. If you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. You can also go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience. Like it and or make a comment. Then follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because... There we go. Big encouragement for you to check out KPRZ.com plus CrazyPriceMall.com. A lot of good stuff on the station website and on the Crazy Price Mall. Dot.com website. A lot of cool stuff there. Okay, so we completely skipped over the news because I just couldn't do it. So here we're going to end today with a final DDD, devotional diamond of the day. And the title of this one is called The 1-2 Punch. The 1-2 Punch. Matthew chapter 9, verse 27 through 29. Matthew chapter 9. Verse 27 through 29 says this: as Jesus went on from there, two blind men followed him, crying out, "Have mercy on us, Son of David." When he entered the house, the blind man came up to him, and Jesus said, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" They said, "Yes, Lord." Then he touched their eyes, saying, "It shall be done to you according to your faith." Wonderful story. There's a lot of people have some questions about this, not the least of which is there's two blind men and they're following Jesus. Question number one, how did the blind men follow Jesus? Because they were blind. Obviously, they used noise and they were feeling towards the ground, following where he came. But they had enough persistence that they followed him all the way into the house where he was at. And I want to tell you something about the need for persistence for you and I in prayer. Because some of us, we do really good praying. We start off really strong in prayer, and then we maybe don't stay as strong. Then we start just throwing it up, throw up a real quick prayer out of one side of our lip, thinking maybe God will hear it. Who knows? You never know. Like you're throwing dice. Like, okay, no. There should be a persistency in our prayer. That's something that Jesus taught throughout the Gospels, and it's something we need to operate in on a consistent basis, is to be persistent in prayer. They get to Jesus, and Jesus simply says, just a wonderfully potent question, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" That's that is a question. If you think about how powerful that question is, that's the question I'm asking myself and you at the same time. Do I believe that Jesus can do what I'm about to ask him to do? In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, it says, "Without faith, it is impossible to please God, for those who come to God must believe that he is, and a rewarder of those that seek him." You have to believe that God is there. You have to believe that God rewards those that seek him. You have to use faith to do that. Jesus makes them pinpoint the faith straight on, asks them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" And that's the question that he asks us to. When we pray a prayer, and when you pray the prayer to the Father in the name of the Son, do you believe that God the Father can do this? Do you believe that Jesus is with you in this process? Do I believe? That's the question that must be answered first. Am I being genuine and truthful in saying I believe? Am I doing any lip service, or is this true stuff from the heart? Do I believe? So when you pray, even if you have to think of it in these terms, what if Jesus was standing right next to you and said, "Well, do you believe I can do this?" How would you answer that? In this case, they said, "Yes, Lord." Their persistence, along with their faith, immovable faith, not a shakable, immovable faith, led them to the conclusion, "Yes, Lord." And then Jesus touched their eyes and said, "It shall be done to you according to your faith." It wasn't their faith that was going to actualize it. It was their faith that was accessing God. Our faith doesn't do it. It releases it. So it should be, you should kind of make that distinction. This is God's activity, but accessing God's activity is a system by which he brought into our lives, and he calls it faith. You want to access my power? You want to access my favor, my grace? You want to please me? You have to operate in this principle called faith. You have to believe, and then you get to see. Not you get to see, and then you believe. You got to have faith first. You got to operate in the power and the wisdom of faith to please the Lord. Because without faith, it's impossible to please him. And it's by faith that we become like Abraham and operate with God, who is called, in fact, the friend of God. It's by faith that we get to those points. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If you need an infusion in faith, spend a little more time in the word. Spend more time with the word in prayer. Spend a little more time with the word of life, Jesus Christ. And you will have more faith to function with and more of an operation of touching the kingdom. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a 22-hour break, then we'll be back. More insanity with Spoonanity.